Text 51551. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Some texts coming in. Happy Halloween week, Anna. I love Halloween. I'm in a knitting group and we are dressing up. I'm going as a witch. I have a nice hat with black lace and a mask that would frighten anyone. That's Jane in Wexford. I'd probably frighten anyone first thing in the morning as well at the moment, Jane. And I don't need any mask. Okay, what else do we have? Catherine is texting in. Hi, Anna. I'd be interested to hear if any of your listeners of a certain age know what an eye fiddle is. I guess the meaning is obvious, but back then we didn't think about that. It was just the name of that funny thing you wore in your face at Halloween or on St. Stephen's Day. The word mask was never mentioned. Very interesting. Perhaps it was only a County Clare thing. That's Catherine. Now, we did look it up, Catherine. And yes, people called Halloween masks eye fiddles or fiddle faces. So there you go. Every day is a school day for me. You just learn something new every day. Now, moving for that to this, because this is something that I think as a sports person myself and a sportswoman has been something that has I've always felt there was a need for. And Lucy Byrne has just decided to come in on the top rope and deliver it, because interest in women's football and all women's sports has grown rapidly in recent years. There's no denying that. Attendance figures for football leagues are rising and high profile matches they're being increasingly played in larger stadiums and growing record crowds. But yet, compared to men's football, there's still very little support for the fans. So joining me now is Kildare woman Lucy, hoping to change just that, because she is the driving force behind a new app dedicated to those who follow women's football. Lucy, you're very welcome to the show. Congratulations, first of all, on your brilliant app, Sport L. We'll get the name out there straight away so that people know it. Like, where did your love for sport first come from?
Yeah, thanks Anna for having me. I suppose the idea came from, I played football until my early 20s. Mm-hmm. Amateur level now, wasn't a professional by any means, but was just passionate about the game. And then last summer, like millions of people, was sitting at home watching the Women's World Cup from Australia and realised that there were so many fans out there who were trying to patch together information about women's sports. And yeah, just realised there wasn't an app dedicated to the women's game. So kind of spotted a bit of a gap in the market and went for it.
So a lot of people will think that, but they won't actually go to the effort and the trouble of actually trying to design one. Like, that's incredible. So I suppose before we get to that, what I would love to know is, you said you played. So am I right in saying that you don't currently play? Did you give up?
Yeah, I gave it up. So I would have been probably 17 or 18 when I stopped playing.
It's such a common occurrence for younger girls to drop out of sport. Like, why did you drop out?
I gave it up because I was focused on the Leaving Cert. It was that type of time where, like, you couldn't train 3 or 4 nights a week and study. But now, like...
And you can, by the way. I absolutely think you can. I did it. Yeah. And it was my saving grace for school. But I do know a lot of more girls than boys do give up in their Leaving Cert year. It's such
a pity.
Most
definitely, yeah. And I think if there had been a push to keep the sport up, I would have done so. But especially now seeing the growth in the game, there would have been more of a push to keep playing. But who knows? I might get back into it at a social level.
Absolutely. Yeah. You should, because I think that's what it's about. Like you mentioned, being amateur, it's not professional. But like, there's only such a small percentage of players that are professional. I suppose sport for me is, it's about the amateur. It's about the socialising. It's about the, you know, all the other stuff.
Exactly.
It's not just about it being work or being a job. Was your family quite sporty?
My brother would have played rugby growing up. We were always into running, athletics. We kind of dip in and out of loads of different sports, but I suppose we weren't sport billies by any means. We just long-term football supporters. So yeah. We always went to matches and we tried to get over to the UK for a game and that.
Yeah. Did you notice then growing up that, you know, there might have been differences between his team and your team, you know, the supporters, the availability, the resources?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's so many stories of girls having to cut their hair just to get onto the boys' team. As you said, I'm from Kildare, so I would have travelled to the next town to play. Like, that was obviously an extra pressure, having to commute so far just to play the game. And yeah, I think there was less of a motivation and a push from maybe coaches or people in school to keep girls in the sport. Mm-hmm. But I think that's changing now, thankfully.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm asking you just to give the context to, I suppose, why your app came about, because there's so many apps out there that for men's sport. Like, you know, you mean to be falling over them. When you go into the app store, they're there. But the same doesn't exist for women's sport. So why did you feel that there was a need then for this specific app?
I think like you said, as a fan and as a long-term supporter, I knew I could take out any app. There were five or six different choices when I was supporting Liverpool men's team. But if I wanted to see how Ireland were getting on at the Women's World Cup, I had to kind of patch together the information from so many different places. Outside of, I suppose, the business, in my spare time, I'm heavily involved in supporters clubs in Ireland and the UK. So we'd have close to 1,000 members at this stage.
Wow.
Supporting the Ireland women's national team.
And you set that up, was it just for the Australian World Cup?
We set that up in January of this year. Yeah, so off the back of the World Cup, we saw fans wanted fan engagement opportunities. They wanted to meet up before the match, have a laugh, do a fan walk to the stadium, and it's just grown. It's been unbelievable. So set that up earlier this year and then saw a bit of a commercial opportunity to launch a media app. So that's where we are at the minute.
So talk a little bit about the app then, I suppose the research that's required. What did you find from the research that you did before you launched the app?
Yeah, so I suppose for context, I did a master's in entrepreneurship and my focus on my dissertation was in comparing male and female sports fandom. So
excellent.
We found that 35% of women's football fans don't support a club. So it meant that if your favourite striker moved from London up to Manchester, a lot of female sports fans were shifting their allegiance to the player. So they might delete the club app.
Yes.
Which we put Sportel in a great position because we're a club agnostic independent app where we're focusing more on the player and rather than the teams. There's 190 million fans of women's football in Europe right now, and they didn't have one application that was dedicated to the women's game. So,
you have nicely identified that gap in the market. Well done,
yeah,
you.
Thanks.
So it does. So it tracks Irish players then across the globe, and it allows, I suppose, supporters then to follow along what they're doing. Like what exactly do you get from the app?
Yeah, so we're combining all of the sports media features that you know and love as a sports fan. Mm-hmm. So you're getting live scores, stats, lineups, real-time updates. That was the most important for us because we spoke to a lot of the families of players who play on the national team.
Yeah.
And they might have a daughter who's playing professionally in the US or in Italy. But all of the traditional apps will say, come back to us in 90 minutes when the match is over and we'll tell you what happened.
Yeah. Or you get one update 12 minutes into the game and that's it then. It's,
yeah.
You know what I mean? That you don't hear it and you're like, what happened next?
Yeah, so we wanted instant results. As I said, there was, I think, only 5 to 10% of the content published by these applications was tailored to a female audience, never mind women's sports. So,
well, we're after getting a text in there. Love the idea of this app. So class. I'm downloading it now. So there you go.
Fantastic.
I'm sure that's
going
to be one
Happy
of
days.
Many people that's doing it. So you cover 28 different leagues in 10 different countries.
Yeah.
Logistically, tell me, how do you work that?
We're very lucky. We've got a sports data provider in the Netherlands. So they've been fantastic in terms of collating all that data for us. And then it allowed us just to focus on building the application and running the business.
So, and Enterprise Ireland got involved as well, then they helped.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we're so lucky here in Ireland. Like, people take for granted the grants that we have and the funding. You know, even it doesn't have to be a startup, but if you want to start a weekend business as a hobby, that there's opportunities there for funding. So they've been brilliant.
What's the reaction been like for you?
Oh, it's been crazy. We launched less than 2 weeks ago. Thousands of downloads at this stage. We're in 30 countries, very active users. And yeah, just been fantastic to meet with other people in the sports ecosystem.
And what's next then? Is there an eye on other sports?
Ah, yeah, never say never. I think the plan for the minute is to grow and develop as many new app features as we can. Mm-hmm. So we want to get into fan engagement, maybe some fan commentary and punditry, just really getting the fans involved.
Love it.
And then, yeah, let's just master one sport and we'll look at some other sports, maybe some rugby or college basketball in the US is having a minute. So.
Oh, I love it. And I suppose it's an opportunity for you then to grow the platform, grow the app and commercially and even brands and get them to take notice of it so you can actually grow it even further.
Exactly. Yeah. So we've had some great feedback from commercial brands who are already champion women's sports. So it's just a question of bringing them on board now as we grow our user base.
Well, you mentioned the Irish women's football team and we have to say the very best luck to them tonight because they are playing Georgia. So then the second leg of their playoff. It is on at 7 o'clock on RT2 and on RTE Player. The very best of luck, Lucy, with your app Sportel for those of you that are going to be downloaded. I can hear the downloads all over the place as we chat. Thank you so much for coming
Thanks,
in
Anna.
And the very, very best of luck. Live music with the great Stephanie Rainey is after this.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.